This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Activist shareholders have been getting more headlines than great white sharks this late summer, with William Ackman resigning from the JCPenney board and Carl Icahn taking a big stake in Apple, then driving the share price higher with his Twitter messages. Kate Davidson looks at the good and the bad that activist investors can bring to a company.
Activist investors do have a kind of bad boy appeal. They buy a bunch of shares, flex their muscles, and try to force changes that increase shareholder value. Charles Elson directs the Weinberg Center for Corporate Governance.
I think the most successful thing they do is forcing boards to reexamine dogma.
He cites Home Depot, Waste Management, and AutoZone, also Yahoo, where an activist investor led the charge to install Marissa Meyer, the company's sixth CEO in five rocky years. Which brings us to what Wharton professor Mike Youssim calls
the woes of JCPenney.
Here, activist investor William Ackman also pushed for a new CEO, one who produced a $1 billion loss in his first year.
And if an activist investor ultimately brings in the wrong CEO, we can see dramatic swings in the performance of the company so involved.
JCPenney is now trying to recover, but without Ackman on its board. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.